At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guesthouse Grill.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Michael's Optical.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, March 5th, 2026. I'm Kevin Wilk.
Superintendent Jennifer Loftus releases a statement regarding students' right to protest. Prescribed burn east of Santa Margarita this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District Superintendent Jennifer Loftus has sent out a letter to families in the district regarding the recent student-held protest in Paso Robles. Loftus's letter clarifies the rights of students to protest as well as the responsibility of the district. Public school students do have the right to express their views and engage in peaceful protest, the letter says, reinforcing the district's belief that participating in civic life is an important part of well-rounded education. She emphasizes, however, the importance of the legal limits imposed on students and on the district. Public schools must ensure that all students are safe and that the educational environment remains orderly and focused on learning. Loftus says that the district can place restrictions on activities that disrupt school operations, interrupt the rights of other students to receive an education, or creates a safety concern. Loftus particularly cites that when a student leaves campus without prior parent guardian permission, it is treated the same as skipping class and leaving campus without authorization. Loftus concludes the letter by saying, "Our commitment is to maintain safe, welcoming schools where all students can learn, while also respecting their rights to express themselves appropriately and responsibly." CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn in collaboration with private landowners and other agencies. The burn is planned for one day on Friday, March 6th, starting at about 10 a.m. The burn will go through about 8 to 10 acres of accumulated vegetation 15 minutes east of Santa Margarita, near the intersection of Pozo Road and Rinconada Road. The operation is designed to reduce flammable vegetation that contributes to catastrophic wildfires and support long-term ecological health. Smoke may be visible in the surrounding areas, and residents are advised to not report the fire unless there is an emergency not related to the burn operation. No Kings North County protest to be held March 28th. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze and Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Another No Kings protest is scheduled to be held in North San Luis Obispo County in Atascadero. The event will be held Saturday, March 28th from 10 a.m. to noon. Protesters plan to gather at the intersection of El Camino Real and Morro Road and march through downtown Atascadero with music and singing in front of City Hall. The event says they hosted about 1,200 people for their first protest and hope to have at least 2,000 to 3,000 participants for No Kings 3. The reckless and lawless actions of this administration are affecting us all, regardless of political beliefs, the webpage says. The event page also encourages all participants to de-escalate any potential confrontation. Caltrans District 5 announced there will be daytime traffic control on Thursday, March 5th. One-way reversing traffic control will affect the 41 west of Atascadero between Cerro Alto Campground and Toro Creek Road this morning starting at 9 a.m. and going until 2:30 p.m. Crews will be on site to process a large tree that was downed during recent storms and is sitting adjacent to the shoulder area. Caltrans says directional signs and messages will alert travelers in advance of the project area. The California Mid-State Fair is encouraging San Luis Obispo County residents to be a part of its community exhibits competitions this year. Whether you crochet, bake, paint, grow, build, photograph, or craft, there's a place for you in the fair. To help inspiring participants, the fair is launching monthly crafting classes to help participants create projects and learn a new skill. Classes will be held the last Wednesday of each month. March's class is for crocheting, held the 25th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Paso Robles Event Center Frontier Building. The class is for adults only, with a $10 donation suggested. Deadline for signups is March 20th. For more information, you can visit midstatefair.com. 38-year-old Kevin Coulomb, a former instructional support technician at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo and former teacher at San Luis Obispo High School, has pled not guilty for arranging to meet with a minor to have sex. Coulomb was charged by the district attorney's office for contacting and arranging to have sex with a minor who is in reality a detective pretending to be a 14-year-old girl. As part of Coulomb's bail, he is not allowed to have any contact with a minor unless an adult is present, and is also subject to random searches of his car, home, and electronic devices without a warrant for evidence of contact with minors. He'll return for a preliminary hearing in court April 7th. In sports, for the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Pacers 130-107, the Hawks over the Bucks 131-113, the Trailblazers beat the Grizzlies 122-114, the 76ers over the Jazz 106-102. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Nuggets, the Kings will go against the Pelicans, the Warriors will face the Rockets, the Bulls will go against the Suns. In California news, San Jose is gearing up to clear its most infamous homeless camp on April 15th. The area is known as the Jungle, the nation's largest homeless encampment, where dozens of unhoused individuals set up encampments in a creek around Story Road across from Happy Hollow Park and Zoo. The city will be prioritizing people encamped at the Jungle for a tiny home site in North San Jose. 51-year-old Shannon Marie O'Connor has been found guilty on 48 of 63 charges filed against her related to alcohol-fueled parties. O'Connor is known as the Los Gatos Party Mom, where she's been found guilty in Santa Clara County of hosting parties and giving out alcohol to teens, sometimes pressuring the girls into having sex with the boys present. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The wheat market has seen some renewed movement driven by weather concerns and shifting market precipitation. Brian Dotary, Vice President of Brokerage Solutions and Senior Market Advisor with Total Farm Marketing, weighs in on the recent uptick in unintended by-the-contract activity and what it signals for the market.
There's a lot of unintended buy contracts lately in wheat. And what I mean by that is if you're a seller of wheat and a trader of wheat, this thing has been down, 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 every rally has failed. So you are short or sold the market. As the market starts to turn, if I'm a trader, I'm like, well, but I don't want to get caught up into some rally. So you put a buy stop above the market. That means you're stopping your sell risk. So if the market starts to move, it triggers these buy stop orders. That's unintentional because that wasn't the original plan. The original plan was to be sold, but this is how you get out of the market quickly. You have these buy stops and then they get triggered and that it further exasperates the upturn. So that's what we've seen in the wheat and the bean markets here in the last 30 days in particular.
Once again, that was Brian Dotary, Vice President of Brokerage Solutions and Senior Market Advisor with Total Farm Marketing. That is today's Line on Agriculture Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Lori Boyer.
Hi, this is Jim Felton of Felton Angus here in Racetrack, Montana. I'm inviting everyone to attend our 53rd annual production sale March 13th at the ranch. If you're looking for bulls that are long, thick, growthy, pap tested, or good-footed country covering rascals, we would like to talk to you. We offer free nationwide delivery and $500 bull bucks to anyone making a purchase. Check us out at feltonangus.com or give us a call at 406-220-1177, and the sale will be broadcast live on Superior and DV Auction.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
I'm a RE/MAX agent, and I'm part of the most productive sales force in real estate.
I'm a RE/MAX agent, and I have the training to help families avoid foreclosure.
I'm a RE/MAX agent, and I'm an expert in short sales.
I'm a RE/MAX agent, and I specialize in commercial properties.
I'm a RE/MAX agent, and I specialize in luxury properties.
I'm a RE/MAX agent, and I can help you find your perfect home.
RE/MAX across from the City Park in downtown Paso Robles. Go to RE/MAXParkside.com.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Lily Vaughn, the 2025-26 California FFA state president, reflected on what it means to lead the youth organization in an Ag Alert commentary. I joined FFA my freshman year for a practical reason. While I didn't grow up immersed in agriculture, my family began raising and showing market hogs for the county fair when I was in middle school. I wanted to continue showing market hogs, which meant enrolling in an agriculture biology class and officially joining the Las Plumas FFA chapter, Vaughn said. Serving as California FFA state president has taught me that leadership is deeply personal. It is not about having the fanciest resume or the most impressive title. On the hardest days, leadership means asking for help and admitting when I cannot give my best. It means leaning on my team, my advisor, and the people who reminded me that I was never meant to do this alone, she said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 30s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday. Mid-70s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, low 70s Monday and Tuesday, upper 70s Wednesday, 81 a week from today. Currently, it is 44 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
Your friends at Opelo Vineyards invite you to their all-new Bud Break Barbecue, March 21st at their Paso Robles Winery Estate. Your ticket includes an epic multi-course menu, wine pairings, beautiful vineyard views, and music by Leslie and the Soul Shakers, all happening from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. What better way to kick off the spring season? This is the first of several flagship events coming up this year at Opelo. See the full calendar and get your barbecue tickets at opelo.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks sold off at the open after recovering ground on Wednesday. Investors have been concerned about higher interest rates. Yields on U.S. Treasuries have been rising because of the conflict in the Middle East and resulting higher prices for crude oil. New claims for unemployment benefits were unchanged last week at 213,000, the number fewer than expected. The monthly employment report is released tomorrow. Broadcom, which makes chips for Apple and for artificial intelligence, reported a much better than expected quarter. The stock opened up 3.5%. Big box retailer BJ's Wholesale's profit and sales both rose in recent months, but it's cautious about this year. Kroger's forecast is subdued after a strong quarter. Kroger's shares up 1%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at TaylorRanch1868.com.
This season, Allegretto Vineyard Resort invites you to experience the flavors of Veneto, the most romantic region in Italy. Enjoy coffee French toast with whipped mascarpone at breakfast to radicchio risotto with grilled shrimp at lunch. Thursday and Friday, enjoy a three-course prefix Veneto dinner featuring bay shrimp scampi, braised duck ragu, and a sweet finish inspired by classic Italian desserts. Complete the experience by adding white wine and red wines from Veneto to complement the dishes. Reserve your table at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Remember, they are your Honda power equipment dealer, and you're going to be using some of that equipment pretty darn soon. All right, 238-5775, which you can text at, of course. 238-KPRL.
Coffee black, cigarettes, start this day.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, several high school FFA members will come in and to discuss, of course, the FFA. And they have a nice big fundraiser that's coming up. You'll learn all about that and some other things planned. I think Kenny may be in talking about probably responding to the letter and the walkout as well. He discussed it a little bit last Friday. Well, no, not a little bit, a lot of it last Friday with you callers and also Darsha. Kenny will not be in this Friday, so Darsha will be going solo. All righty, let's see here. On the, was this a text or was this an email? Well, there's a couple of things here, but first, this email came in. College foot to Kevin. College football. I know you follow college football. What did you think of Lou Holtz? Not much. I did not like him at all. I did not like Lou Holtz at all for many reasons, but one that stands, well, the one that started it for me, again, I was a kid, and yeah, I love college football. And there was a quarterback that played for the University of Minnesota when Lou Holtz was the head coach. This was after he left Arkansas, which, by the way, he left Arkansas, he was fired. There were some discrimination issues, supposedly, going on. So he goes to the University of Minnesota, and he has this outstanding quarterback, Ricky Foggy. Ricky Foggy was one of the first quarterbacks that could, well, I shouldn't say one of the first, but he was really big, and he could run, and he could throw. Very versatile quarterback. And there were rumors flying around at the time that Lou Holtz would be leaving. Ricky Foggy went to the University of Minnesota because of Lou Holtz. And I think this was a Sports Illustrated or a Sporting News article that I read this in. And Ricky Foggy said that he went to Lou Holtz and said, "Are you leaving?" And Lou Holtz said, "No, I'm committed to stay here." Well, within a couple of weeks, he resigned and went to the University of Notre Dame. Now, you could say, well, Kevin, University of Minnesota, Notre Dame, maybe his lifelong, I understand that part. But again, I was a kid, and it made an impression on me, is that this man told his star quarterback that he was going to stay, and then he leaves. Right away, I didn't like the guy. And by the way, when he left the University of Minnesota, much like he did, this was after. When he left Minnesota, they got on probation for various violations, some major. Reminded me of later years of Pete Carroll just leaving USC when they got hammered. So anyway, he goes to Notre Dame, and then he ends up at North Carolina State, and again he leaves because of probation violations, which in both cases, he didn't know anything about him. Didn't know anything about him. Meanwhile, I'll go back to Arkansas before he went to Minnesota. There was a guy there, and this guy was so good. His name was Gary Anderson. He was a running back, which you might, you know, back in the day, you might call a wing back, kind of like a Brian Nagel or a Johnny Rogers. Anyway, he was really good. And there was an investigation into the University of Arkansas, other than the discrimination, but of violations with the NCAA. Gary Anderson was the best player on Arkansas's team. Somehow, in his years at Arkansas, he compiled almost a 0.0 grade point average. Lou Holtz knew nothing about it. Come on, folks. So, no, I did not like him. Did not like him at all. Another one of those guys. Almost anything that came out of his mouth, I didn't believe. And it started primarily with Ricky Foggy. So, anyway, thanks for the email. Let's see here. And he is in the College Football Hall of Fame, and he had a very successful broadcasting career. I understand that. And, you know, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and very, very conservative, and so-called very, very religious person, too. But the things that I saw and read about from him, no. All right, let's see here. School bond. All right, folks, you may have heard a little bit about that yesterday. It's only your money or potential money. So a question was asked if Brad Pawlowski realizes that for a bond of $220 million in a district of 3,700 registered voters, that means $7,166 cost for every registered voter. That's over $14,000 per household, and that's just for the principal, not including all the interest over 40 years. Well, you will be making that decision on that. Maybe. We shall see. we shall see regarding that. Also, last week I told you about the convicted sex offender who is running for city council, I think. He's running for city council, or it's running for city council in Fresno. He held a news conference not far from an elementary school while children were present, which violates his probation. And the elementary school, they did file a police report against it, campaigning after he held a news conference near the school. And again, there were kids on the property. Now, he spoke and he let people know that he was going to be there, including the media. But here's a question. Why did he do this? The school was open and students were actively present at the time of the event, and he knew that he was not supposed to be there, but he did it anyway. What do you think he's trying to do? One can only wonder on what his motivation is. And since he violated the probation, what will happen to him? Will he get another letter like Loftus sent out about the so-called threat? Okay, so let's see here. Regarding Loftus' letter, it's a little wordy, but I think it found a pretty clear nexus between the NEA and what is happening in public schools around the nation. Okay, well, some school districts are enforcing rules and regulations. We've heard the examples again over in Clovis. They are, and they're fairly swift. We don't, and it's slow. Okay, so there you go. All right, some social media stuff here. We just got done with the Olympics. This Olympic gold skater, Alicia Liu, she experienced something pretty bad, according to her, at an airport, and she shared it on social media, which apparently she uses social media a lot. Now, she said she was mobbed by people with cameras at the airport, and then she said that there was a crowd waiting at the exit with cameras and things for me to sign, all up in my personal space. Someone chased me to my car, and she didn't like that. Please don't do that to me. Okay, now, there is a sense of, you know what, okay, she comes back from the Olympics, wins a couple of gold medals representing the country. I don't know how people knew that she was going to be at the airport, but apparently she likes to use social media, which, you know, most young people do. And then she's not happy with the fact that they're in her personal space, even before some people chased her to the car. She was scared, which in today's world, I understand that. But the question is, decorum for people, too, is to just, you know, okay, you want to say nice things to her, maybe get an autograph. That's one thing. But when these people say, please, you know, I want to get to my car, go home, don't chase them. But the fact that people knew that she was at the airport because of social media, do they want the attention or don't they? Or just maybe it's a lesson learned. Chris, when you have flown on airplanes, has noise ever been an issue? And I'm not talking about the plane.
Well, since you're not talking about the plane, the answer is no.
Okay, this has to do with people playing things. You know, their music, movies, whatever, videos. You know, whether you're in the boarding area or on the plane, people getting on and, you know, you're sitting there and minding your own business and you can hear someone's doing their whatever it is.
Well, all of the flights I've been on so far, anybody who's playing a game or watching a movie have had earbuds, so I can't hear what they're doing.
Right, me too. I have never experienced this issue, but apparently it has become an issue. Apparently it has. And this is United Airlines, for those of you. They have updated its passenger policy to address It says a common in-flight complaint about travelers who play audio or video without headphones.
Well, it must be because it's United, because I've never flown with them.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't...
I'm being a little bit facetious there.
No, I know what you mean, because you would think almost you would expect most of the passengers on a JetBlue or something like that to be that rude. No, I never have. Anyway, so they revised its contract of carriage. I don't know what that means. To clarify, the passengers are now required to use headphones when listening to content on board. Okay. Now, they've always encouraged customers to use headphones when listening to the content, and their Wi-Fi rules already remind customers to use headphones. All right, so with the expansion of Starlink, it seemed like a good time to make this clear. And this change appears on the airline's, listen to this, refusal of transport section, which outlines circumstances under which United may deny boarding or remove a passenger from a flight.
How are they going to do that?
That was where I was going to go with this. Okay, you're up in the friendly skies flying United Airlines, and, you know, most people start to do their thing once, you know, after takeoff.
Right.
Okay, people are there, and there are some people who start right away. But most people, once the plane gets going and, you know, they're up there and, they do the safety stuff and so forth. Now people are just ready to do what they want to do. Okay, so that was my question. Okay, so I start to play whatever I have and I don't have my headphones on. So what are they going to turn the whole flight around? I'm just assuming that probably won't happen, but they said that they'll hand out headphones to somebody. Now, why somebody would not do that, I don't know. But anyway, this is and I like this part, though. The policy states that travelers who cause loss, damage, or expense of any kind may be responsible for reimbursement to the airline. Well, how about the passengers, too, for convenience? So it's a new headphone policy. And again, I've never experienced it on a plane. So folks, if you're getting on a plane and you have your devices that you want to listen to other things and so forth and so on, please take note. And I'm just guessing that other airlines will probably follow. Now, one of the things that when I was reading this is that people complain about people when they're before the plane takes off and when they land, of people getting on their phones and talking. Again, I haven't seen that as an issue. What I've noticed that when people do that, they're not really engaged in a conversation. They're more engaged in, hey, we just landed, pick me up, you know, that type of thing. It's not like, you know, when you're in public and you see some people using a cell phone that for whatever reason they talk louder and they're having an actual conversation as opposed to, yeah, we just landed. I'll meet you, you know, outside of baggage or something like that. And that's kind of the end of it. So anyway, flight attendants will give a warning before they ban passengers. And due to the lack of using headphones while playing audio or video it says anyone who has a problem with that could be booted out by the FAA immediately.
Okay, well, that makes more sense for enforcement then. By that, I mean feasibility, because enforcing it while you're in the air is one thing, but after you land, if you can keep track of customers that misbehave and charge them or maybe not even accept them on a flight, that's another thing entirely. If it's a repeated issue.
Well, if it's a repeated issue, it wouldn't be repeated if the first time they come down with the hammer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So just start doing that from the get-go. What would be the big deal? Why would somebody... Oh, let me see. Chris, can you think of a reason why somebody would come up with, I can't use the headphones for... What reason, Chris?
The only reason I can think of is if you are using wireless headphones or earbuds and the battery has died. But in that case, hopefully you brought a charger. Hopefully you can charge them, and maybe in about 30 minutes or so, you can use them.
Okay, I was thinking more of, I can't use headphones because of something with my ears.
Okay, also fair.
All right. Now, I know that we don't know exactly when your batteries are going to go out, but if you're going to travel and you know this rule is in effect, which I'm sure that most people will say they won't, because when you check in for your flight online, how much of this the disclaimers do you read?
The first time I flew, all of them, because I wanted to be sure. But once you get used to it a few times, you kind of know what to expect, so you just skip over it.
Right. You just say, I accept.
Right.
All right. Yeah, I've done the same thing for years. The only thing that I can remember checking from not time to time, but every once in a while, was during and after COVID, what you couldn't have on you. And, you know, you learn that. Plus, they have the signs there at the airport anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty easy. But I can just see, well, I didn't know that. Well, you bought a ticket, so you didn't read all the rules and regulations, so forth. Well, I didn't see it. No.
You saw it, you just didn't read it.
Well, no, they didn't see it because they didn't read it. That's it. It's, I mean, most of us, I mean, don't lie, we don't read that stuff, and the airlines know it too. For legal, they cover themselves and so forth. So anyway, get ready. Fly the friendly skies. It may be a little more quiet for you. And hopefully you don't have to sit next to one of those chuckleheads.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District Superintendent Jennifer Loftus has sent out a letter to families in the district regarding the recent student-led protest. Loftus's letter clarifies the rights of students to protest, as well as the responsibility of the district to ensure students are safe and that the educational environment remains orderly. California Mid-State Fair is encouraging San Luis Obispo County residents to be a part of the community exhibit competitions this year. To inspire participants, the fair is launching monthly crafting classes. The first one will be held this month on the 25th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the Event Center's Frontier Building. The deadline to sign up is March 20th, and the class is on crocheting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Operation Epic Fury, the debate.
It's not risk-free. It's not guaranteed. But this is an opportunity to change geopolitics for the better.
GOP Senator Ron Johnson after the Senate rejected Democrats' efforts to restrict the president's war powers. Today, the House vote. As the U.S. and Israel hunt down Iran's hated Revolutionary Guard.
The organization that cracked down on protesters earlier this year. We know that these strikes have targeted IRGC headquarters, their intelligence directorate, and the besieged headquarters. An Israeli fighter jet shooting down an Iranian plane over the skies of Iran. The first air kill for the Israelis since the 1980s.
Trey Yangst, federal judge blocks Virginia from enforcing its new social media law that limits kids under 16 from spending more than an hour a day on platforms like TikTok and YouTube. America's listening to Fox News.
The Friends of the NRA Banquet Auction and Fundraising event is Saturday, March 7th. Unique silent auction items, custom knives, a new assortment of firearms, and ladies' items like shooting accessories, jewelry, and more. Family-friendly event, there's a kids' table and play area. The Friends of the NRA Banquet and Auction, Saturday, March 7th at the Paso Robles Event Center, 805-423-8278, or go to thefriendsofnra.org.
Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Paso Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And to Morro Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
"38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbarill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday."
The right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, you're going to enjoy a pretty good day. Highs in the upper 60s, lots of sunshine. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 30s and upper 60s again on your Friday. Saturday will get a little bit warmer with highs in the mid 70s, upper 70s on Sunday, back to the mid-70s on Monday. Low to mid-70s Tuesday. Wednesday, sunny, upper 70s. And a week from today, low 80s. There you go. Today's UV index will be 6 up and down. 6:28 a.m., 6:02 p.m. We are at 49 degrees. And your weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Yes, indeed. Alrighty, a little reminder coming up on Friday, March 13th at Sculptera. John Millsap performing a range of original songs and full band sound of his own. Saturday the 14th, it'll be Adam Levine and Marty Townsend on guitar. And more music for you out there, the 15th. And it'll be Michelle Peters duo, mix of influences. So, lots going on out there at Sculptera Winery musically on your weekends. Enjoy that. All right, as we move along here, let's see here. Just about 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock at the Right Choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries. Brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. All right, let's see here. What do we have? Today is Thursday. Yes, indeed. All right, let's see here. Leading off, we have Amber Weiner, Mike Callahan, Robert Maple, Jan Heinsohn, Kathy Silva. God bless you, Kathy. Terry Houck, Chris Kalard, we have Rafael Mariscal, Joanne Taylor, Karen Sorensen. Well, we have a KPRL kid. See, once you're in here, you never leave. And that would be Gillian Umpenhauer, Jamie's daughter, Mike Potts, and oh boy. Dave and Linda Bacigalupo. That's right, it's planting time. He's out in the backyard probably doing his chores. On my right-hand side of some people you may have heard of, or perhaps not, or go, oh yeah, I haven't thought about that person in a long time, such as Rex Harrison, My Fair Lady. 1908, 1990. Milt Schmidt, Hockey Hall of Famer, a couple of Stanley Cups, Hart Trophy, also a GM. 1918, 2017, Jack Cassidy, the Iger sanction. 1927, that was, of course, David and Sean's father, Shirley Jones' husband. He was killed in that fire in 1976. Del Crandall, baseball, pretty good player, catcher. 1930, 2021. Earl Leggett played for the Chicago Bears. He was born in 1933. He passed away in 2008 from Hill Street Blues. James B. Sicking, 1934, 2024. Dean Stockwell, the actor, 1936. He died 2021. Fred the Hammer Williamson, 1938, defensive back with the Kansas City Chiefs and also a, actor. Let's see, who else? This guy was an amazing athlete, Olympic gold medalist and track and field Hall of Famer, Randy Mattson, 1945. Norm Thompson, football, he was a defensive back with the St. Louis Cardinals. And a case could be made that technically he was the first free agent. He was born in 1945. Well, this guy's got four Super Bowl rings and served his country. Rocky Blyer, 1946. Murray Head, the singer, 1946. You remember Jesus Christ Superstar. Michael Warren, Hill Street Blues, 1946. Also, he was a point guard for Coach Wooden at UCLA. Eddie Hodges, the singer and actor, 1947. Let's see, who else do we have on this list here? Tom Sullivan, he was a pretty decent fullback for the Philadelphia Eagles in the late 60s, early 70s. He was born in 1950. From Dire Straits, Alan Clark, 1952. The actress and comedian, Marsha Warfield, 1954. Penn and Teller, remember them? Penn Jillette, that was a comedy magic team, 1955. They were pretty clever to watch. Oh, boy, one of the Gibbs, not the B.G. Gibbs, but one of the brothers, Andy Gibb, 1958, 1988. Talia Balsham, the actress, 1958. She was a daughter of Martin Balsam. Let's see here. Joel Osteen, the TV evangelist, 1964. This guy was a pretty good basketball player, Scott Shields. He can shoot the hoops, 1964. Everybody's favorite wide receiver, Michael Irvin, 1966. Good linebacker out of UCLA and played for the Rams and others. Roman Pfeiffer, 1968. Lisa Robin Kelly, the actress, 1970. Again, a good basketball player. Brian Grant, 1972. Kevin Conley, the actor, 1974. The British comedian and actor, Matt Lucas, 1974. Neil Jackson from the Blades, the series, 1976. Paul Kornacko, he can hit some balls, 1976, baseball. Corey Brewer, another good hoopster, played for Florida and in the NBA for a while, 1986. Sterling Knight, the actor, 1988. Oh, this guy just signed a big contract with the Phillies, and he's been hitting a lot of home runs. Kyle Schwarber, 1993, quarterback Justin Fields with the Bears. He's not with the Bears anymore. He was drafted by the Bears. He was born in 1999. All right, passing away on this day. Who passed away on this day? Well, I'll let you know as soon as this page never wants to sit here the whole morning. It just likes to go. John Belushi. It was 1982 when he OD'd, I guess. Jay Silverheels. His name was Harold J. Smith. By the way, he's a All-American Canadian Lacrosse Hall of Famer and middleweight fighter, Golden Gloves. Patsy Cline died in 1963. Good riddance to Joseph Stalin, 1953. And I believe that is it. Yep. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen. From 1971, 65 through 71, he entered 79 competitions, winning 73, and he broke the world record three times. Randy Mattson.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. 38-year-old Kevin Coulomb, a former instructional support technician at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, has pled not guilty for arranging to meet with a minor to have sex. Coulomb is out on bail, but subject to random searches of his car, home, and electronic devices for evidence of contact with minors. He'll return for a pre-preliminary hearing April 7th. Caltrans District 5 announced there'll be daytime traffic control this morning starting at 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Highway 41 west of Atascadero between Cerro Alto Campground and Toro Creek Road. Caltrans will be working on a tree that is downed in the area. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Fabulous athlete, 6'7", 265. He can run the 100-yard dash in 10.2. Won some state titles in the long jump and high jump in the 100-yard dash. And has a silver and a gold in Olympic competition for the shot put. Amazing. Randy Matson, this hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.